Coming up on today's show.
As we start stretching, I pray. We pray as a team. Pray when I get into the locker room. We pray as a team again before we head out and take the stage for the big game.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net, or you can use catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday. And then social media for this show is Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community, that's the name of the Facebook group. Its members are both listeners as well as some past guests. There is no cost to join that. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. I so enjoy hearing from listeners. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. Are we trusting God or looking for signs? There are so many superstitions in sports with fans and with players and coaches. Many times, any of those individuals will look for something as a sign that something good is going to come and or can happen for their team. There is no peace, though, when it is a chance occurrence that suddenly instills faith and belief in the team that should be had merely from the comfort in knowing that the talent and the preparation are there. Sadly, we battle with this in our everyday lives as well. As much as we might want to follow the will of the Father, we spend too much time guessing if it's truly His way, or sometimes trying to convince ourselves that something we observe must be from Him, when if we were truthful, we would likely admit that we are trying to turn a fluke into a sign from God. In fact, in chapter 16 of John's Gospel, verses 13 and 14 say, quote, "But when He comes, the Spirit of truth, He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will speak what He hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify Me because He will take from what is Mine and declare it to you." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest last month led Siena University to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament for the first time since 2010, by way of capturing the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Championship. He was the MAC Tournament MVP after having been the first Siena University player in 5 years to earn first-team All-MAC honors. He also set a record for the most points scored by a Siena Saints player through their first 2 seasons. Earlier this month, he announced that he is transferring and will go play at Syracuse University. Before all that, he had a record-setting high school career and even starred on the Nike EYBL circuit for the Albany City Rocks. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Gavin Doty.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gavin, let's get started by having you share with us where you were born and raised and what the family size was.
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Syracuse, New York. Family size, obviously mom and dad, and then I have an older brother. I'm the middle child. I have a younger brother and a younger sister, too.
Okay, okay. Tell us about the presence of the Catholic faith in the Doty household when you were a young boy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all of us are firm believers in Jesus Christ, and my mom and my grandma did a great job just being the leaders of the household, getting us all to church. I remember ever since we were young, newborn babies, me and my siblings were always in mass every Sunday and just making sure our faith was a priority growing up.
And was there Catholic education as you went through your school years?
I was in public school.
And so what did Catholic education look like for you? Was it CCD? Was it at home? Was it some combination thereof?
Yeah, it was a combination of my at-home life and then just my surroundings. The people I surrounded myself with, I had really good friends growing up, and it really helped me to stay firm in my faith.
Let's switch to sports. Who or what interested you in starting to play basketball? What age did you first start playing? And did you play any other sports?
Yeah, so I started playing basketball when I was 3 years old.
Whoa.
My mom was my basketball coach. So, you know, she taught me the love and showed me the love for the game and really just helped me grow so much as a player. So I definitely wouldn't be where I am without her. But I also played basketball, soccer, lacrosse, football, hockey. My dad was my hockey coach growing up too, so that was super cool. And then I had to make a decision if I wanted to choose basketball or hockey, and I went with basketball. I think a lot of my friends played basketball, so ended up going that route, and obviously it worked out pretty well for me.
Okay, I wish this was a video podcast right now so people could see how big my eyes got when you listed off all those sports that you played and that you started playing basketball at age 3?
Yeah, yep.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, Syracuse, as we know, is a great lacrosse area, so I'm not surprised to hear that sport on that list. What was it about basketball that had your mom kind of pointing you in that direction at such a young age? Did she play at some point in her life?
Yep, she played. She played all throughout high school and ended up going just to college, just for college, but she definitely could have played college ball too.
Wow. Fantastic. So let's fast forward ahead a little bit. When it came time for college, how much did Siena University being a Catholic college factor in your decision-making process?
Yeah, so, you know, weighing out my options and choices and stuff, seeing Jerry McNamara when he got the job there and just him being such a faithful, family-oriented guy, it made it an easy choice. And then on top of it, it's Franciscan Catholic school. That was just another plus about it. So I was really excited about that.
Now, forgive me, I should have done better research. Was there a scholarship involved? Were there other colleges that were recruiting you? Just talk us through that process of making that actual decision.
Yeah, so I played on the Nike YBL circuit, like you'd mentioned earlier. I gained probably around 10-plus Division I offers, and you know, I was weighing out my options. I had a couple official visits lined up, and I took the visit to Siena, and I loved it so much, and I committed on the spot.
Wow. I want you to think, audience, about the age that Gavin would have been when all this was going on. To have 10 schools recruiting you, and you're, quote-unquote, just in high school and have to make such a big decision. I wonder, Gavin, was this a combination of, as you mentioned, the campus visit, maybe your parents, maybe you went to a parish priest, maybe you spent time in prayer. Making that decision is very big for someone who's high school age at the time.
Yeah, definitely. I took a visit to Siena with my family, my siblings. And it was just great, you know, seeing the campus, seeing what it's about, and then obviously a lot of prayer too, and it helped me make the right choices down the line.
Well, we all see only what we see on television, which is just the games themselves being played. So take us behind the curtain as it relates to, is there a formal presence of the faith incorporated into the men's basketball program at Siena?
Oh, absolutely. We do a team prayer every day before practice, just to make that our foundation of the team, you know, put God first. And we also did some Bible studies. We got anybody that wanted to go, and we ended up having like 15, 20 guys at each Bible study. And, you know, just sharing our faith, you know, learning differences and similarities about each other throughout the lives we've been through. And, you know, that was the foundation for us all year is, you know, we're going to put our faith first. We're going to believe in each other. And that led to a lot of success for us.
Okay, but I don't want to be so naive as to think that every guy on the basketball team was Catholic. So talk about being teammates with someone when you're so on fire for your Catholic faith and maybe someone is either a different denomination or I don't know if somebody would go to Siena if they were not practicing any faith at all. But what does that look like for someone like you who's so on fire for their faith?
Yeah, definitely. When we huddled up, my freshman year, one of my best friends, Luke Checkey, we got together in a circle. We said, would it be cool if we did a team prayer every day before practice? And, you know, we had a group full of believers. Everybody is a believer. And we started that, and we just kept it going. And whether they were Catholic, Christian, you know, whatever they were, we all bought in. And we just wanted to make sure that we would keep God a priority of our team. So,
but what would you say to the student athlete who might be about to go through that, and they say, well, at the end of the day, at least we have basketball in common and we can be good teammates, almost as though they're saying, let's just throw away the faith part then if it's not going to work out. What would you say to that person?
Yeah, you know, I would just lead by a good example, you know, show them the love that Christ and what Christ did for us. So, you know, I'll just try to be a good example. And then, you know, throughout different times, maybe offer, hey, you should go to Mass with me, you know, just catch up and learn a little bit about the person, you know, see what they're going through and see what they're about, and just kind of help them and lead them to what matters most, and that is our faith.
I love it. It's preach the gospel, use words if necessary, yes?
Absolutely.
Friends, I want to do a deeper dive to let you hear how outwardly Gavin is living his Catholic faith. But first, since I asked him about Siena being a Catholic college, Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Catholic Sports Radio. And when you become a member of Alliance Catholic Credit Union, you are helping to support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide over $50,000 in scholarships every year to families, Catholic high school students, and young people pursuing a college degree. By becoming a friend of the foundation, you help support this work and are eligible to take advantage of all the benefits offered by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union, a financial home for Catholics where banking feels like a blessing. Federally insured by NCUA. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. Someone who is a guest on this show contacted me recently to ask if Catholic Sports Radio could make a donation to a school program. Sadly, that became one of those, yeah, right, I wish, kind of moments. I would be lying if I said I didn't even kind of hang my head a bit and frown at the fact that I am nowhere even remotely near having the ability to do something like that. I politely sent back a reminder to this individual that Catholic Sports Radio is a ministry for me, meaning that it is neither my full nor my part-time job, which means that I have to somehow try to find a way out of my own pocket to pay all the bills that come in relative to operational costs both on and off the air. I have openly stated on countless episodes of this show that it is in fact a struggle for me to face those various expenses. All of that, coupled with my hope that you find value in the time and work that I put into Catholic Sports Radio and that you're not only enjoying the show each week, but that it's helping you in your faith life, is why I ask your prayerful consideration for a financial gift to help keep this show going. I have been blessed to have some guests and listeners do so, and am optimistic that you will make the decision to join them in doing the same. On the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net, there is a blue Donate to CSR button. That makes it fast and easy for you to send in a contribution in any amount. No drop-down menu, no preset amounts for you to choose from. And it's convenient in that you can use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. Alternatively, for those that would rather not put credit card information online, you can contact me through the website, social media, or by writing to bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will email you back with details on sending a check through the mail. And then, as you have heard me do in the past, when a guest or a listener does send in a gift, regardless of whether it's via the blue Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net or by sending a check through the mail, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks, or as some have asked me to do, you can direct me to keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your prayerful consideration to include this ministry as part of your tithing, as I continue working to bring us all closer to Jesus through the mix of faith and sports. Gavin, as your profile continues to be raised through all the success you are having on the basketball court, more and more people will be finding you on social media. On your X account, Twitter, the only thing you have written in your bio is "All glory to God." The first two lines on your Instagram bio are a scripture passage and then the words "Christ follower," And then to cap it off, share with the audience what you are doing on TikTok.
Yeah, so I do a daily prayer and a daily Bible verse. Just surpassed the 112th day of doing a daily Bible verse. And then every Sunday, I like to, you know, just do a little prayer for the listeners. And just spread faith, man. It's all about just spreading God's love. And I've been blessed with a platform to be able to do so. So, you know, that's what I'm all about, and just looking to help people find their faith.
And audience, I encourage you to look at the way that Gavin is doing that on TikTok, because it's smart, because there's basketball footage on there. And so people will be drawn in, because that's what they're unfortunately going to first identify Gavin with, is basketball. And then lo and behold, the daily prayer that he's doing on there is a great resource. Gavin, in the lead up to today, you told me that you do daily prayer, pray the rosary multiple times a week, and that you not only attend Mass every Sunday, but sometimes multiple times a week. How have you managed to stay so deeply active in your faith while playing college basketball at a high level, attending classes, and, oh, by the way, just trying to be a 19-year-old?
Yeah, you know, I like to look at it in a different perspective. My faith is my foundation. You know, my personal performance on the court and my worldly accomplishments will not define who I am as a person, but my faith in Jesus Christ will. So I make sure to keep my priorities straight with what matters most, and you know, I make sure to just keep a good workload and check things off as I go throughout the week.
Everything that you've talked about so far makes this all seem like second nature to you. Did you at any point have to make a conscious decision, I am going to step out in holy boldness, a phrase that I like to use a lot. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to use my platform to publicly display my faith. Or was it, like I said, second nature and it just felt natural to you?
Yeah, I feel like I've been called by the Lord. You know, I've been able to grow my platform through basketball and through just spreading the gospel. Like I said, I've been called, and it brings me a lot of joy and peace. Like I said, my worldly desires will not fulfill me, but my faith in the Lord will. So that's what I like to look at.
Let's talk about your big news, which is transferring to Syracuse to go play for the Orangemen. Tell us about that decision, both basketball-wise and, I'm sure, having prayed about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being from Syracuse, New York, it's always been a dream of mine to be able to play in that dome growing up, watching the Cuse guys hoop out there. You know, when GMAC took the job there and gave me an opportunity to follow, it's just such a blessing. You know, it's something I've always dreamed of, and just seeing it come full circle. And Romans 8:28 says, all things work for good for those who love God. And just by living out my faith and showing up every day, God's given me opportunity of a lifetime.
Obviously, the game in the NCAAs did not go the way that you wanted it to against Duke, but can you tell us about that game anyways? I'm guessing that had to be one of the top highlights of your career.
Yeah, you know, that day was amazing. You know, we came up short, and it hurts real bad. But Siena Saints won that day. You know, they were 30-point favors. No one believed in us all around the world, but we had a group of guys that poured into each other, and we believed. I knew, as I was praying my rosary in the hotel room that day, I had full belief that it was going to be a great game. Whether we lost or won that game, I knew it was going to be close. But we just left it all out there and played our tails off, and, you know, the world knows the Siena Saints now.
Now, you just mentioned praying your rosary in the hotel room. So take us to a typical game day during the season, and maybe it's different home versus away, but what was the presence of the Catholic faith just for you personally on game days? And I don't know if there's a Catholic church on campus, if the team went to Mass on game days, just what did all that look like?
Yeah, so I'll say for a home game, I usually wake up, I do whatever schoolwork I have. I like to punch it out in the morning or the night before. And then we usually have a walkthrough at 1 o'clock down at MVP Arena, about 10 minutes away from campus. And there's Mass at noon every day here on campus. So every game day, I would go to Mass. And sometimes some of my teammates would join me, go to Mass, you know, just getting the Word of God. And then I would go get, I love a smoothie, a game day smoothie. So I got my smoothie. And we'd have a team walkthrough / shoot around. And we'd have a team meal. Go back to my room, kind of just rest a little bit, get hydrated, pray the rosary, and head over to the arena and get some treatment, get the body and mind right, and then we go out and ball.
When you're on the court, are you in prayer at any time?
Yep, I pray. As we start stretching, I pray. We pray as a team, pray when I get into the locker room. We pray as a team again before we head out and take the stage for the big game. So a lot of prayer throughout the day.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask, and maybe I'll phrase it this way. What can we all pray for you for? Because I have to imagine that there's going to be a lot of whispers that are going to be above a whisper as it relates to Gavin Doty and NBA draft.
Yeah, you know, just the strength and courage to continue to push the faith forward and, you know, continue to live for the right reasons as I will, and just the protection for all injuries. And yeah, that would be great.
Is it safe to assume that right now your focus is solely 100% on transferring and going to play for Syracuse and not even thinking about the NBA at this particular time?
You know, you kind of think of it in the back of your head a little bit just because that's the ultimate goal is to play in the NBA. It's according to God's will. But at the same time, you know, just get my body right as we prepare for the Syracuse season. I got big things in mind that we're going to do at Syracuse this year. We're going to win a lot of games and, you know, get Syracuse back where they're supposed to be. So I'm really excited for that, too, and just getting the dome rocking again. That's what I'm thinking about.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's have a little fun here. What NBA team, being that you've primarily been in the Albany, Syracuse area, what NBA team have you historically followed closest as a fan, and which team do you think will win the NBA championship this June?
I've typically followed the Knicks. I'm a Knicks guy, New York mindset. But this year, I think it could be Thunder again. I think it could be San Antonio Spurs. I think the Knicks have a chance. I think one of those three teams, maybe the Celtics as well, one of those four teams will win it.
For some reason, it seems like the Celtics come up enough on this show. And I've got to say that the amazing season that they've had when everybody wrote them off because of Jason Tatum's injury is nothing short of remarkable. I know you're a Knicks fan, and that's a rival, but you have to admire that, yes?
Absolutely, and I have a lot of respect for their coach, Joe Mazzulla, a faithful servant, and I have a lot of respect for that organization, and especially the coach, just because how he keeps his faith in main priority, even when he's on the biggest stage.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he's Catholic.
Yep.
Well, suffice it to say, he's on the list for potential guests at some point.
I love it.
If we're fortunate enough. Gavin, let's close by having you share three Bible verses that you say are your favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he sent his only son. For those who believe and will not perish, but may have eternal life. You know, this one stands out to me because it just kind of puts in this perspective, you know, what it takes to get to heaven and putting our full faith in Jesus and living this life for heaven, because this life is temporary. You know, there is pain, there is suffering, but when we put our full faith into the Lord, everything will work for good. And then I also love Romans 8:28. I already said it today. All things work for good for those who love God. You know, what's it take for someone to not just love God, but live out their faith, you know, live for the Lord. We have a lot of people that, you know, say that believe God and follow God, but they're not living it, and it's super important to live it too. And then John 16:33 says, in this life you will have trouble, but take courage, for I've conquered the world. You know, I had a little time in my life where I was having anxiety, you know, constantly worrying a little bit. I put it in perspective that we already won in life. When Jesus died on that cross, we won. No reason to stress, no reason to overthink. Just put it in God's hands.
I love it. I love it. And I just thought of a question that I should probably get in the habit of asking to more guests, especially athletes. We hear all about your coach, and obviously you learn X's and O's, you learn strategy, you learn so much about the sport that you play, but you don't have to get into anything confidential. But do you have a spiritual director, Gavin?
Yeah, I do. Justin Fatica. You know, he's helped me a lot grow my faith. I played on Team Amazing as I was in ninth grade, and you know, that really helped me to take a leap in my faith, and you know, he's really been a great mentor for me.
Explain to the audience what Team Amazing, I'm going to say, is or was in your case.
Yeah, so it was an AAU team. We traveled on a tour bus. Our coach, Justin Fatica, did a lot of preaching at different schools and just sharing and spreading the gospel, and it's all about loving no matter what, and just be a part of that culture, that team where traveling together on a bus, and we're all 15, 16 years old. It was a great experience for me.
And I believe that might be the team that Brandi Copeland was one of the coaches.
Yep.
Yeah, and Audience, Dylan Caswell was a guest recently on the show. Brandy is his wife, and she's the one that actually put Gavin on my radar because of that Team Amazing. So obviously, Gavin, it's, you know, 5 years later, and that message, that mission stuck with you, that you're talking about it as though he played for Team Amazing last summer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gavin, thank you so much for being on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you, and we will be praying for you as you continue your basketball and your faith journey. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It was a blast. I appreciate you guys for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, it's only fitting that we close this week's episode with an athlete's prayer. So let's pray that together right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, O God, for giving me a body which is fit and strong, and for making me able to use it well. In my training, help me never to shrink the discipline which I know that I need and that I ought to accept. In my leisure and in my pleasure, help me never to allow myself any indulgence which would make me less fit than I ought to be. When I compete with others, help me, win or lose, to play fair. When I win, keep me from boasting. When I lose, keep me from making excuses. Keep me from being conceited when I succeed, and from being sulky when I fail. Help me always with goodwill congratulate a better man who beat me. Help me so to live that I will always have a healthy body and a healthy mind. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.